The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we're going over some of the craziness about this headline that's going around right now. Claudia Jordan says Kanye wanted to hook up with her while with Kim Kardashian. I couldn't do it. So that's the story that is being written, is the fact that this Real Housewives of Atlanta star is saying that Kanye tried to hook up with her, and all the headlines are saying it's while he was dating Kim Kardashian. So what we're going to do is look at what was said, but also the fact that Claudia is tweeting at all of these places saying that, can you please follow me for DM, need to chat, false story, fake news. She keeps literally asking these places to talk to her because they're misquoting what she said. Please, this is not true. Please remove the story. Never said that. So let's get into what's going on here. But first, a little background on Claudia. She's an American talk show host, actress, model, and reality television and radio personality. She is known for appearing as a model on the U.S. version of Deal or No Deal and The Price is Right, and for competing on seasons 2 and 6 of Celebrity Apprentice. Jordan appeared on the Bravo reality television series The Real Housewives of Atlanta for its 7th season. So what was going on is she's on this Instagram Live interview with this guy, Dominic Natt, and her boyfriend KJ Desmutes in the car as well. So Dom, just like a minute into the interview, brings up, like, I was going to ask you if you date Kanye West, but since her boyfriend's in the car, you can see him leaning over like, bro. And she says, no, he already tried, which kind of kicks off like Dom being like, wait, Kanye tried to hook up with you? Is that what you're saying? And she kind of like rolls her eyes and starts like telling the story. Me and Nikki Chu were in the club. They shut the door. I told you that whole story. That's her saying it to her boyfriend. And then it cuts briefly, but it doesn't seem like a lot of time has passed. And she says, I met him before. I hung out with Kim as well. And girl code, I couldn't do it. Let's just say that. And this is where a lot of the speculation and all those headlines came from, right? It's the fact that because she's saying I hung out with Kim as well, why would there be any kind of girl code going on unless Kim and Kanye are together? So that is the implication that seems to come up from her lines and why all of these headlines are being written, except the headlines are taking something that was subtextual and making it completely explicit and saying it as if she said this thing clearly and loudly. But the issue is that we don't know when this was, what was going on, any of the actual details about the matter that could make it more damning or not a big deal whatsoever. And it seems like the biggest problem is that a lot of these outlets didn't even reach out to Claudia, which is why she's now on Twitter actively going, like, trying to talk to these places saying, like, please follow me for DM, need to chat, false story, fake news, this is not true, please remove this story, never said that, fake news, don't believe the hype, they lying again. Can you please DM me? That story is false. And then another one, nope, total lie, never happened. Please remove this story. It is fake news. And I'm sure there's going to be people that just say, like, she said something and now regrets it and she's trying to cover. But it could be that whatever she said, she just didn't get to elaborate on and didn't want to. But now all of these places are doing like problematic journalism and not really reaching out for comment to the subject of who they're writing about. And it's left us in this place where she's trying to clear the air, and people are going to either blame Kanye or read this story in a much more serious way than what was intended and start a rumor that's going to take a long time to clean up, or we're going to have some kind of dramatic revelation in terms of the states of what was going on in Kim and Kanye's relationship. I tried asking, but it was just 24 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago. So if Claudia responds to me and gives some more updates to clarify what was going on, I'll of course make another video. But if you're seeing this story, it seems like it's not quite as groundbreaking as it seems, or as like tea spilling as it seems. And there might be more to the story than what Claudia initially said. And that these places are taking advantage of what was a pretty obscure quote. I mean, it's something to discuss in general, and the fact that did Claudia hint that this was going on, or like that Kanye may have tried cheating on Kim? That's a totally fair question. It's another to say that she did, which isn't what she said, which is why this is so annoying and frustrating. And again, as with most Kanye things, creates a headline that is so over the top and dramatic that is just damaging to the perception of Kanye. And places can get away with it because they've already done such a thorough job of devaluing Kanye's character, to where anybody that'll see that will just be like, oh yeah, that fits the idea of Kanye that I have in my head. Of course he would do that. Not everybody, but a lot of just casual people that only read headlines about Kanye. And it's like, there's this whole person that the media has created that lives in people's minds that's completely different from the perception of him or the man himself, and even the man that fans know, right? It's just, it's amazing how one person can be perceived in so many different ways, depending on the information you have available to you, that it's like 80 different Kanyes exist to various people, and none of them really know the true him unless you have like an actual human relationship with him. But that's me just riffing a little bit more on the fact that the media astounds me continuously in the narratives it pushes and the impact it can have on perspective. And this is just so in line with how quick journalism is now in trying to generate something for clicks and headlines, that you can have the subject of the article reaching out being like, please let me clarify, and them not even bothering to talk with them. Like Claudia said this at 1 o'clock yesterday. It's April 23rd, and she said this at 1 o'clock yesterday, and the story's still up, and there's nothing different about it. Like, what kind of journalism is that? Astounding. Yep. Nothing. Amazing. Anyway. If you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, and comment, as those things tell YouTube this is a channel people enjoy, and then they show it to more people. And then we have a podcast that will change how you listen to Kanye's music forever. We do narrative and thematic line-by-line readings and explanations of Kanye's songs. Pretty astounding. Pretty groundbreaking. The most recent episodes on Good Morning, we are currently on our second run through Graduation. But you can find all those episodes on Apple or anywhere you listen to podcasts, though Spotify is being pretty problematic right now as we're getting some copyright claims on there, which is a little ironic given that we're having Spotify issues when we co-wrote the current season of Dissect, which is also currently available on Spotify. As Dissect is one of their premier podcasts, and the current season is on Yeezus. You can see there's the intro episode, On Sight, Black Skinhead, and I Am a God just came out. Those episodes will be available more broadly a few months down the line, but right now are exclusive to Spotify. So if you are a fan of Yeezus or are not a fan of Yeezus, but are open to having your mind changed forever and blown by the analysis that's in this Dissect season, then I promise you, you are in for a treat. And if you already love the album, even better. This will make you love it even more. So that's it for this video. And of course, if Claudia responds to my request for more information, there'll be another video. If there's any more updates in the story, we'll make another video. But that's it. Until next time, stay wavy. And please, I beg of you, keep it loopy.